Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. How many of you jumped up when you heard this song this morning? How many of you can testify, tell your neighbors what God has done for you? I know when I heard the song, I woke up with a little heaviness, but I jumped up and I just shouted all his praises because he has done so much for me, not just for me, for you, you, everybody that's over this land. And I say again, good morning to you. And just get up this morning. Get yourself ready. Get yourself ready to come to the executive meeting. Thank God that he woke you up this morning. Thank him that he chose you for a new beginning, new mercy. And just thank him because he is so worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised, Fiji. He's worthy to be praised, South Africa. He's worthy to be praised, Italy. Everywhere all over this land, New York, he's worthy to be praised. ADM, we know all about it. We know about it because there's not a time that we get together, whether we're in house or out of house, in season or out of season, that we're not praising the Lord, because that's exactly what we do, because that is what he has done. We're showing him all the time that we're loving him, we're praising him, and we are worshiping him. I say again, good morning, good morning, good morning. As we start this week off, we started with a level of expectation, looking for something so great to happen. I don't know what you're waiting for, but don't you dare give up. Continue to rise in the morning. Continue with an expectation that something miraculous may happen on today. If it does not happen today, you wake up with that same attitude the next day, because we know that God, that everything and anything is possible with God. So I say again this morning, good morning, good morning. We're glad that you chose to be in the presence of the Lord early in this AM. We're glad that you chose to be in the presence of the Lord, knowing how your day is going to start. We're wanting to start doing more decreeing and declaring, because God say we can do it, and that's exactly what we need to do. Good morning, Minister Chiquita. Could you please pray us in?
Good morning, Minister Anita. Good morning, all. And we'd like to once again thank God for coming in and sitting down with us at this executive meeting, God. And just your grace alone and your presence alone, God, is just favor in itself. Father God, as we recall the steadfast faith and hope in you, oh God, that so many of us, the great cloud of witness displayed in Hebrews chapter 11, oh God, we pray that too many have followed the example, oh God. We place their entire faith in you, oh God, the precious word, oh God. May we develop our ever deepened trust in you, oh God, knowing that your word is faithful and truthful, oh God. May we be nourished by the word of God day by day and be refreshed like the rivers of water running and streaming to our heart, oh God, from above, oh God, from you, oh God, so that whatever we do, oh God, be pleasing to the Lord, oh God, and we glorify your name, oh God. We thank you that Christ is you, oh God. We have been forgiven for all our sins, oh God, delivered from the power of sin in our lives, oh God. May we pass on our trust in your Lord, oh God, Jesus Christ, to our children and our children's children, oh God, that they were our next generation, they live in trust in God. May be their witness, God, to the world, oh God, and faithful in you, oh God. His word may be a testimony that who also pass on to all their children, oh God. Keep us standing firm in your truth, oh God, with the word that has been delivered to us by your faith, oh God, and the faith in heaven, oh God. Keep us steadfast and true to all that you have learned, that we have learned, through your grace, oh God, and mercy, oh God. May our lives demonstrate an entire deepening for your love until the glorious day, God. You are in heaven, oh God, that we pray in your name, oh God. How we thank you, Father, for the many and various people and examples of women, oh God, who successfully entered the race, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the great clouds of witnesses, God, for the word of God throughout the ages who have finished their journey, God, and running this race, God. We're looking for Jesus and the author of the finish of everything, oh God. We may remain steadfast in the end of our lives, God, with the word, oh God. With you, oh God, we live. We have fashioned your image in God and Christ-like image and born again, oh God, a newer creation in Christ, oh you, oh God. Help us, oh God, to keep on keeping on, oh God, until our lives, oh God, no matter the difficulties and struggles that may ensue, oh God, may we stumble, God,
God. We ask you, oh Lord, oh God, that you pick us up, oh God. When we are sick and with strife, oh God, we are saddened, and God, we help you. We ask you, oh heart, oh God, that you there be there to comfort and cover us, oh God. When the clouds of darkness blacken in perspectives of our heart, may the sunshine of your Lord break through and reveal your ever-loving smiling through our life, through your love, oh God, through your smiling face, oh God. With through obedience, oh God, with disobedience and disinterest, when we stray from the path of righteousness, God, may we lead us through the valley of humility, God, and gently lead us back into the truth of your way, oh God. Thank you, oh Lord, that you have promised to finish the good work that you have started each of our lives, oh God. Therefore, arrive, oh God, and finish it, oh God. Make your steadfast, oh Lord. May we hear you, oh God, your precious word. Jesus, we will, when we hear your word, oh God, say, well done, servant, faithful servant, in your name. In those we pray, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. And we just love coming to you. I love it. This is what makes my day. This is what I love to do right here. Just talk about God. Just come to this executive meeting to just break bread about God. And today, what we're going to talk about is how God just loves us so much that He gives us, He promised us outrageous blessings. He promised us blessings after blessings after blessings. Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14 talks about those blessings. But see, when God promised those blessings, it was a condition that had to come with it. And the condition was obedience, being obedient to His word, being obedient to His will, just being in His presence. You know, the Israelite Moses was in the presence of the Lord and was able to get and understand and share with the people the blessings that God had for them. God has a radical love for us. God has a radical love for us, and we are to have those same things. God did not create us to be in a place of poverty, a place of lack of, a place of just making it from paycheck to paycheck or just getting by day to day. God blessed us to live in a land of milk and honey. God, back then, during this time, cattle was a big thing. That's where a lot of their finances came from, with cattle. But God made some promises to them. But as anything, there's never something for nothing. God, in order for us to receive the blessings that God gave to us, again, it took obedience. It takes us in a place where we're being obedient to what God has for us to do. And in order for you to reap those blessings that He has promised, you have to apply. You have to break. You have to sacrifice. You have to mold yourself, condition your mind to not do the things that you used to do. But we're not going to get into that today, because what I want to do is break down the blessings that He said, and also while breaking them down, in Job 22 and 28, the Word of God says, this is from the King James Version. It says, thou shalt always decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. And thy ways is a way of obedience. Thy ways is a way of doing things and not having to always look over your back or doing things and in a place where you knowing that, well, this person can't see me, but we have to know that God is an all-knowing God. And we have to know the biggest thing of all, what you should never forget, myself, anybody that's on this line, that God loves us unconditionally. Beyonce wrote a song about dangerously love. That's the type of love that we're supposed to have for God, that dangerous love, that nothing no matter what it is, no matter what needs to take place, that love, nobody is going to strip that away from us. And once you can get into a place where you love God, that obedience start coming into play. When you love God and then you love yourself, and then you're able to start decreeing and declaring the things that God has already put into place. We're talking about in Deuteronomy 28, the Old Testament. But what he set aside for the Israelites, he set aside for you and I as well. He said, God is not a respecter of persons. God wants us to have the same thing that the Israelites, his first, his chosen people, that he loves unconditionally. Well, he's not a president's God. He loves me on today, December the 7th, 2020. Thousands of years later, he loved me before I even came out of my mother's womb. And he does the same for you. All you have to do is make a conscious decision that I am going to show God that I love him. In John, it says to love me is to obey my commandments. So that means to be obedient to the will of God, be obedient to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, if you have to tap in to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is going to lead you and guide you. When you get to a place where you know that you're not supposed to be doing something, the Holy Spirit is going to thug you. Your conscience is going to bother you. And that's that Holy Ghost power. The Holy Spirit shouldn't have to take up so much time dealing with the same thing over and over, because it's so much in life. Instead of continuing to go through the same thing over and over. So us this morning, we're going to start at verse 28, chapter 28, verses 1 through 14. And I can guarantee you this. I can guarantee you that Apostle Temple has some magnificent words coming to this, because you know why? He knows it. It's not something that he can speak just because he in a wonderland. It's facts. And one thing about God, the thing I ask of God is, Father, do not take me into a place, Holy Ghost, do not take me into a place that I cannot speak on. Do not take me into a place where I have people lost. But have us in a place, Lord Jesus, where people can eat the words of God and drink them, Lord, so they won't thirst anymore, where changes can occur in their lives, Father God, where mindsets can be changed, Father, where hearts can be changed, Father, where the path of righteousness, our feet, Lord Jesus, is placed on the path of righteousness, Father God. And, Lord, we stay in that center mass, Father. We stay where we are in your presence at all times, Father. And this is something that ADM wants for everybody. It's not that we are looking for this for just our members. This is a sacrifice that Apostle Temple has elected to do for years now, to reach the nation, to reach multitudes, to go into a level, a height that other people may not want to go, and go withholding nothing, not sitting and looking for a handout, not looking for anything. And why did you think that? Because he realizes where his help comes from. He realizes where his hope lies in, where his faith lies in, and where his blessings come from. And so on today, starting at verse 28, verse 1, it says, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all his commands that I am giving you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the world. You will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God. That's the first condition, is for you to obey the Lord your God, and you will experience all blessings. It says, verse 3, your towns and your fields will be blessed. Your children and your crops will be blessed. The offspring of your herds and flocks will be blessed. Your fruit baskets and bread boards will be blessed. Wherever you go and whatever you do, you will be blessed. That means no matter where you are at, today you can be in Georgia, tomorrow in Florida, Canada, wherever you're at, because you are obedient to God's commandments, God is going to have favor and bless you wherever you at. You may be in a foreign land, not knowing where you're at, what you're going to do, how you're going to do it. And Abraham was a prime example of that. But he knew that God is not a man and he shall not lie. He knew that God's words did not come back void. He knew no matter what his circumstances or his situation was, he had to continue to be obedient to God in times when he felt like he didn't know what was going on. But he still remained faithful and true to God's words. He still remained, he listened to the voice of the Lord. He listened and he was obedient. And this is where you and I need to be. If God says, put this down, if the Holy Spirit says, put this down, or God used a prophet to come and tell you, listen, thus said the Lord, put this down, go to your right, then turn to your left and do whatever. If you truly know that that person is from God, then you need to be obedient to that. And this is how you reap the blessings that God has for you. Verse 7, the Lord will conquer your enemies when they attack you. They will attack you from the direction, but they will scatter from you in seven. Apostle Temple, would you like to expound on this scripture?
Yeah, God bless all of you all this morning. We just give God the glory. We thank him. We lift him up. I'm telling you, my God, these are awesome, awesome scripture, awesome topic that we're talking about. Really, you know, these scriptures or this topic, it is the gateway to your blessing. This is how simple your blessings are. And many people try to do extraordinary, that's what I call it, to where it's not no extraordinary. Amen. This is the simple. Amen. Evangelist, give out the chapter in the chapter, the book you coming from. Again, we got individual texts and they need to know the chapter in the book again. Go ahead and give it out.
Okay. We're in Deuteronomy chapter 28.
Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Please, you know, pretty much the whole book of Deuteronomy I love. You know, it really gives a different perspective of this one perspective that we've really been download. But, I, you know, this is the gateway to your blessings. You know, this is the gateway, the interest that as evangelists were sharing and just teaching and landing out, obedience. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, obedience. See, this is the key right here. Obedience is better than sacrifice, the book declared. This is the gateway to your blessings. This is the gateway to where enemies rise up against you. People try to defile you. Things look like it's not going to come against you, as the scripture she just read not too long ago, where God would deal with it and all that. Let me tell you something. When you walk in obedience with God, now, what is the obedience with God, what we're talking about? The obedience with God for your life. I want y'all to be clear with that. Obedience with God for your life. You cannot be obedience with God for Pastor Temple life, Evangelist Elect life. You cannot be obedience with God for somebody else's life. It's all pertaining to your life, your direction, where you're going. This is why it's very important. I stress to people, especially at the beginning, you need to know where you're going. You need to know your identity, who you are. And if you don't know that, you need to go on a search and begin to search within Christ and get a direction and get a plan that God has for your life. You know, you need to tap into that plan for your life. And so many people get so frustrated and about the blessings of God, then they begin to run and try to do this hopes and do that jokes and grab that person and run over here, get an itchy ear over there. Then when things begin to happen to deceive you, your finances get crooked. You know, you get conned out of your finances because you try to make that happen. You try to get that to happen. Amen. Now you upset with the body of Christ. You upset with leaders. You know, not all leaders are crooks and all peoples are bad. All things ain't right. Well, it's because what the scripture declares, you know, we got to study to show ourselves approved. Our own relationship with God is very important. And when you get your first step is your own relationship with God. You first need to come in contact with him, get your own relationship with God. Now you need to start building, developing a relationship that has a plan and has a direction. You know, it's much more than a husband and wife getting up in the morning. All we're doing is going to work and we're just paying bills. What is your plan? What is your direction? What is your, what is different things? Amen. My wife, she sit down and try to share with me about different plans, especially in the future. She'll sit down and try to talk to me about life insurance and different things that, you know, when we go home and certain things, I'm like, I know we're going to get, you know, eventually one day we're going to get there, but I don't want to deal with it right now, you know, especially going home and stuff like that to be with the Lord in glory. But you got to have a plan. And this is the thing that protects people. And when I begin to declare and tell, for I'm not worrying about the naysayers, the liars, and all this kind of stuff here. See, when I take a stand and I stand toe to toe with the enemy and look him dead in his eyes and begin to declare, it's not about emotion, it's not about hype, it's not about what I don't like is done to me, because some things that is done to people is because you crossed that line and opened up them doors, amen, and because you was playing with fire and you got burned. But when you walking in obedience with God and you're walking in God according to the life that is, according to your life that is set for you, baby, let me tell you something. He is a fighter, because at the end of the day, people could say what they want to say. They could try to throw word curses on you. You could be able to look at the, my God Almighty, the biggest witch right in their face, amen, and tell them and challenging them what they are not going to do and what you dare them to do. Because you know why? When you cover up under the blood because of the obedience, amen, it's not because you up under the ministry of ADM or you're connected to your pastor, to your church. At the end of the day, if you are outside of the cover because of your ways, because of the things that you do, because of your actions, amen, I can care what we try to do, amen, you got to make it right with God. Amen. It's not for us to make it right with God for you. You have to make it right with God. This is why your own life has to be held accountable. It's much more than, oh, I just don't want to do no sin. I got to act like this and I act like that. Baby, it's deeper than that. You know, I'm not looking at sin. Don't look at as sin and all this stuff here. Just look at, as I'm walking, I'm pleasing God. As I'm living my life, at the end of the day, I try to count on some everybody through my lifetime, and I found out even though some was there, but eventually they turned around and lied on me. Y'all hear me? How many of you all been in that place to where you try to count on somebody, and next thing you know, your business is all out in the streets? Y'all ain't talking to me here, amen? How many of you don't try to help somebody, then they turned around and slapped you right in your hands? They slapped, my God, the help, the very help that you gave them, they slapped it and threw it right back in your face. Amen. Y'all about to help me up in here. Amen. See, you got to understand, when enemy rises up against you because you doing what the Lord saying, this is what I stand on and I tell people, you know, when things begin to happen in our life and betrayal begin to happen in men first lady life and different things begin to happen, we look at each other. We don't worry about anything because, number one, we make sure we walk a tight rope. Let me tell you something, people. Yeah, you might see some betrayal happen. Yeah, you might see some things that is going on in your people that is not right. You know, yeah, you might get some lies coming back at you. Yeah, you might be getting some persecution coming back at you. I'm telling you right now, you stand still. Yeah, it don't feel good, amen, to the same things that you don't bless or people you don't hug and you don't reach out for, they turn around and persecute you. No, it doesn't feel good. But let me tell you something. When you did things as you know that it was unto the Lord, let me help you right here, as it was unto the Lord, you walked in obedience for people. You walked in obedience not only for people, but for your life and for your home and for your family. Baby, let me tell you something. You're going to keep on rising. You, when reaping season comes, you're going to reap the fruit of the land. You're going to reap the fruit of your labor. You're going to reap, my God, the milk and honey. You're going to reap the blessing. That's why I look at people, my God almighty, yeah, men firstly, I thank God for the blessings that is on our life. But at the end of the day, we've been tried in a fire. At the end of the day, obedience, we had to walk into obedience. We had to live in obedience. Let me tell you this, and I'm going to get off the air right quick. I'm going to tell you this. Sometimes God will put you to the test, to test you how loyal you are to him for the work that he has for you, how loyal to you to the obedience. He will test you. Just the other day, I just realized that the Lord tested Pastor. I just realized that the Lord tested who? He tested me. Amen? Because some things, my God, we will do because, okay, it's open, we will do. But when God gave me an order, he said, son, I want you to do this here. I want you to lead my people. These are my people. I want you to lead them. I want you to hear from me. I want you to do what you got to do. I want you to hear from me. I had one of these tests like the man of God, when God said, son of man, will these bones be made whole? And the son of man, he had to use wisdom, right? So, you know, I've been praying about this New Year's thing and different things. I don't have plenty of confirmation. And said, Pastor, you need to do this. Oh, yeah, Pastor, I think we should go there. Scripture declares this, and it does this. It confirms this. It confirms that. But one thing that I learned, and this is what I need you people to understand, regardless of what comes to you, you need to sit and have wisdom. Because one thing about God, if it's not opening up to you, don't go and try to get a sledgehammer or a screwdriver and try to prime it open. Because once you try to prime it open, you'll realize why it was still shut. You got to understand that. You'll realize that it was still shut. Amen? So I got this confirmation, and it says, okay, you know, and the Lord, grant Lord say, well, if you decide, you know, to whatever you do, amen, I will grant it. He said, you decided. Amen. So he didn't give me no, yes, son, I want you to go ahead and do it, or no, son. No, he said, you decide. So at the end of the day, amen, I love God's people. At the end of the day, we're going to love God's people. I can care less who coming up, who's saying this, who's saying that. So my love for God's people had to be challenged. Amen. God will test you to see your loyalty, to see your obedience to where he's at. Amen. God will test you. So the other day, amen, I'm assessing for a while, looking at different things. God ain't saying nothing else to me after that last conversation. My God, weeks, about a month ago, month and a half ago, he ain't said nothing else to me. Amen. And at the end, about a couple of days ago or whatever, then it dawns on me, and I assess everybody and assess the whole situation. I say, no. God told me to lead his people. God told me to do this. At the end of the day, I'm not going to put God's people, or I'm not going to put ourselves in danger just for we can have a runaround service where the same anointing that is on this air, the same anointing is in the spirit, where the same anointing, I feel him now, my goodness, where the same anointing that we come together in the spirit, not in a place or in a building where it will have its time, but at the end of the day, where the same anointing is still running vibrant. He's the same healer, my God, in a building that he is online. He's the same deliverer that he's in the building, that he is on the phone call. Y'all about to hear me. He's the same way maker that he is in the building, that he is in your life, driving to work, amen, on the job, in the bathroom. Y'all about to hear me. He's the same God, my God, today over the internet, that he is in a building assembling stuff together, amen. So I made a call. I said, no, God, I consulted with the Lord. I said, God, I don't think it's wise, amen, amen, I don't think it's wise for us to assemble ourselves together and knowing, if it's going to put our oldest mother at risk, it's going to put all of us at risk, because we are just not in here one person or two persons. No, we are family, and at the end of the day, if it's not good for one, it's not good for all. And the Holy Ghost appeared to me. He said, son, the Lord tested you and tested your loyalty and tested your good shepherdship, and to see, for you could see where you at with him. I can do not but feel the presence of God that moved all over me like I'm feeling it now, and say, thank you, Lord. Let me tell you something, saints of God, when you walk in obedience with God, when you walk in the truth with God, I'm finna tell you, you can look the devil in his face and laugh at him. Say, brother, I'm not worrying about you, because I'm covered up under the blood. I'm not worrying about what you got to say. I'm in the hands of God. Y'all better hear me this morning. In the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Your obedience. You walk with God. I don't care what naysayers come up. We don't have a lot of naysayers. And there's plenty of them still out there. And when naysayers got to come up to a man or a woman of God, or even you that walking in the will of God, walking in truth and walking in the obedience of God, what they have to say about you always have to line up to a lie. Let me tell you that. Don't choose to go lose no sleep, because that's where God say, I fight your battle. That's where you get quiet. That's why he don't need you to come up and now you get quiet. And the more you get quiet, the more God raised your life. More he put you up. More he, my God, more he raised. Anybody need a raise in your blessing? My God, when you get humble, your blessing grazes up. Y'all better hear me. Obedience. Walking with God is your healer. It's your protector. It's your shield. My God, I understand the metaphor in the book of Ephesians, putting on the whole armor of God. But, baby, you want to put it on completely and right, all you got to do, walking in obedience. Walk in the obedience of God for your life, not the naysayers, but for your life. You know, not people that has good positive influence on you, but for your life, for what God has for you. Amen. I had some powerful mentors, respectful mentors, you know, and they gave their opinion, and God allowed them to do. Because at the end of the day, I still have to assess. Because at the end of the day, God connect me with individuals, but he did not give me the assignment with individuals. What God has for your life, he will connect you with things that will help you in the journey. But it doesn't mean that they have control of your assignment that God has for you. So who do you have to be obedient to? You have to be obedient to God. My God, y'all ain't hear me this morning. I got to go. My goodness, amen. You are being obedient to God. It doesn't matter who don't agree with your decision. It doesn't matter who doesn't approve with your decision, who don't approve with your walk. Because for as for me and my house, we will do what serves the Lord. You got to understand, peoples of God, when you need a blessing, who be by theyself? You be by theyself. When you need God turn some things around, who be by theyself? You be by theyself. So at the end of the day, why are you worrying about somebody being with you now when you on the road, on a good track, and walking in the obedience of God? Come on, somebody. Your obedience with God. God will test you. He will test you to see where your obedience is at with him. I found one thing that I do know. God is not going to say one thing in one season, and he just changed his words around. God will ask you and say, hey, and that's something that I learned. That's a piece of spiritual wisdom that I just picked up a couple of days ago. Even though God says, I will grant it whatever decision you make. That's wisdom right there. That's wisdom I just learned. He's not saying he giving you a yes. He's not giving you a no. He's saying you need to make a decision which direction you're going to go. You need to assess your situation and go back to where I first told you to go. That's, oh, my goodness. Saints of God, God is full of wisdom, and God will test you. And I'm telling you, if you want your blessing right now, you don't have to. Listen, if God tells you, okay, I want you to sow the seed, then you go right ahead. But you don't, listen, you just live an obedient life. Everything that you, God don't promise you, everything that you ask is going to come in your life. You live obedient life according to the life walk that God has for you. You do things obedient. Amen. Don't get caught up in the hype, because the first thing before you could be, you could get a return on your giving and get a return on the different things. The first thing that you need to learn how to be obedient in the relationship with God. Y'all about to hear me. That's the first thing, Norway. That's the first thing, South Africa. It's not about how much you can sow or not about how much you can give. It's how obedient in the relationship you can be with the Lord. How obedient. Time you go to the club, you hear that voice, you don't need to be here. Go home. Can you be obedient? Next time you want to pick up that joint, you feel something, say, no, put it down. This ain't the day for that. Can you be obedient? Next time you're ready to throw in a towel and get up because the pressure of life, and they say, no, you get that towel, put it back, go into prayer. Can you be obedient? Can you be obedient in a relationship first before you could sow in the relationship? Many people try to sow in a relationship without applying by the structure or the rules in the relationship, the covenant agreement that is in the relationship. Learn how to walk in the covenant agreement in the relationship, and anything after that, when you invest into the relationship, you will get a return. Meaning you are not getting a return from the relationship you walking with the Lord, because you don't even understand how to be obedient or loyal to the relationship, period. So now when you invest into the relationship, it's nothing to really pull into. Your first ground that needs to be blessed is not Pastor Temple ground. It's not ADM grounds. The first grounds that you need to be in, that you need to have a blessing, is your grounds of your life. Your grounds of your life needs to be the first ground that is a blessing. Ground. Y'all hear me this morning. That's the blessed ground. Your ground of your life is the first ground that needs to be blessed. Because after that, at the end of the day, anybody else's ground, that's all right. Amen. Because at the end of the day, my life's still going to be blessed. Because why? My grounds are blessed. It doesn't matter what took place over here. I'm still going to walk in the blessing, because my grounds are what? Blessed. I'm out. I got to go. Obedience is better than anything that you could do. That's your gateway to your blessings. That's a gateway to your healing. That's a gateway to your miracles. That's the gateway to the things that God has for you. Once you begin to walk in obedience and different things, you live in your grounds in your life is blessed and rich grounds. Instead of you trying to take your pot or take your flowers and put them in somebody else's grounds to grow, you will love your flowers to stay right there in your grounds, because it's growing pretty, it's growing rich, it's growing healthy. Amen. That's how the blessings of the life in your life should be coming. It should be coming flourishing. It should be healthy. It should be coming in great. Every time you begin to speak, things manifest, and people look at and you, I see you could get a prayer cross. Sister, I need you to send this up for me. Send that up for me. Send that up for me. I'm telling you, but when your grounds is rich and your grounds is blessed, I'm telling you, brother and sister, it's going to happen automatically. It's going to do. And don't worry about the vultures. Don't worry about the leeches. Don't worry about the kangaroos. Don't worry about all them naysayers. Don't worry about all that. You just stay obedient with God, because when you be obedient with God, it doesn't matter what people think about you, what they say about you, how they betray you, how they walk away from you. Let me tell you something, saints of God, you still will rise. You still going to keep thriving. You're going to still keep moving, because at the end of the day, when reaping season comes, your fruit in your vineyard is going to reap a healthy harvest, a healthy fruit. Amen. Let the naysayers go ahead and let the naysayers do what they want to do, because they the one messing up their own vineyard. And it's just a matter of time when it's going to be when the reveal of their own vineyard will manifest. It's not because Pastor saying it. It's because scripture declares it. Y'all about to hear me. You just keep what? Walking back to your advantage. I'm out.
Praise God. It's nothing else for me to say, but for you all to just take the words that God is giving. He is giving out some powerful words, and the words are coming from someone that's living by example. And that's what God, this is how God uses people. He used the people that are obedient, that are faithful, that are loyal to him. And we'll sometimes sit and say, I tripped up, but I was able to get back up. And obedience is better than sacrifice. We all can sit and give a testimony about just being obedient, times where we had to be obedient. But see, it shouldn't just be pick and choose times. We need to, that's something that we have to set our mindset to, so we can be in a place where God can use us as an example, because we people, our humanistic nature, we love to see things by example. So this is why you can speak whatever you want to speak, but the thing of it is, can you walk the walk? And when you walk in the walk, trust and believe God is going to take you out of wherever you were at. If you was up on the shelf for however long, he's going to bring you out and put you on display. If you were in a place where you had to burn some things out, you were in the fire, getting rebuild, remold, whatever it is, he's going to bring you out, because God loves us so much that he gives us living testimonies to show this is how you are to do things. This is how you are to do things. Apostle, yesterday some things was going on. You know what the Holy Spirit said, be quiet. Get quiet.
Come on now.
Just get quiet. So when you said those words, when you said those words, I said, okay, Father. See, I love God when he tells me something and then the next day or soon after it, a confirmation comes through. I love that about God. Because one thing about it, one thing that I'm learning, ADM is not my king. Apostle Temple is not my God. But I will tell you this. Through my trials and my tribulations, God told me, stay just where you at. Because this is your training ground. This is your ground, no matter what. See, when you get to the point where nothing can separate you from the love of God, and you hear his voice clearly, it don't matter how many times you get slapped in the face. It don't matter how many times you get stabbed in the back. It don't matter how many times you crawling on your knees in the mud. Because trust and believe, God puts us where he wants. The word of God says, if you obey him, the Lord God, if you obey him, he will bless you. He will bless you. Although I go through some trials and tribulations, my greater is becoming better than what I have been through before. The love, the peace, the joy that I have can't replace the monetary things that I had in my life. I'm not sitting and telling you that I'm not looking for monetary. I'm not telling you I'm not looking to live wherever God has me to be. But to know that I can be obedient and sleep at night and hear his word and get a confirmation to know that I'm not leaning on my own understanding. Hallelujah. But I'm trusting in him. Let me tell y'all today, I can run. I can run today, Apostle. I can run. Because, see, we never know how God is going to come. We never know. See, you may be looking for a material blessing, but I just got blessed from a word. I just got blessed from a word. Do you hear me? I got blessed from a word. Not knowing why God was telling me to just be quiet. Just be quiet. Be quiet. And I thank him on today. I thank him. Right. I sit and tell you all, you're not listening to a man that's making up stuff. You're listening to a man and a woman that then been through some things. Just from my eyesight, from me knowing back end, and from me, and I'm going to tell you something. My apostle, things may sit and hurt his people, and he won't open his mouth. He will pray about it before he sits and bring hurt, harm, and danger to you. He will sit in the wee hours of the morning and protect you from those things. We're not talking about a fairy tale here. We're talking about facts, the way of life. And Apostle, I just have to sit. trained to be ordained as an evangelist, but you know my circumstances. You know some days I can't even talk. Some days I can't even breathe. But what did you say? I still acknowledge you, but your health comes first. I still acknowledge you, but your safety comes first. And this is what a true person of God is. Not caring what the other people say, but doing what God has said to do. Doing what God, do you hear me say? What God said to do. So this is where you need to put yourself at. Put yourself in a place where you are ready to receive what God say, not what man say, because man can't do nothing for you but hold you down. But a man that's attached to God can do a lot for you. I'm here to tell you that, Tate. I'm here to tell you, don't get it twisted. Don't get it mistaken. Just know, once you know who God is and you make a conscious decision to develop your personal relationship, no matter how hard things get, no matter how things look, God will put the people before you to help you. You know how I know? Moses was a leader. Moses was a leader, and God used Moses to lead his people until he got to the point of disobedience. Well, right now I'm inviting you all over this land, if you need a church home from people that's really, truly listening to God and living by example, then you can join ADM. We're never going to turn you away. Even if you don't want to join, continue to join our executive meetings. Continue. I know that we have a revival coming up. Get into that revival because God is on the mat. God got some stuff that he wants to share before this season is out. God is preparing us for a greater in 2021. All prophecies that came through, they came through. They did not fall and did not take place. Everything that was prophesied from the beginning of the year and what came in the middle of the year came to reality. So I'm sitting and saying to you, hear the word of God, my people. Hear the word of God and be obedient to what he has to say to you. So we leave you on today.
I want to interject, and I want to say something. I hope some pastor, because we have a lot of pastors, at times they be online and different things like that. And so a lot of times they be challenged pertaining to with this faith thing, with this faith. You know, you got to make sure you have faith. You got to make sure you have faith. But first of all, I want to let people know where is your faith? Where is your faith? Who your faith is in? Number one, our faith is in who? God. Okay, that's number one. So when you understand the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, amen, God healed many people by way of not miracles, but also by way of instructions, by them taking instructions and making a decision, then the manifestation of the miracle happened. Don't get so caught up in the hype, amen, to where we have to be in a certain place and at a certain thing and at pertaining to a certain time. Your faith, that doesn't mean you don't have faith. That means your trust in your faith is in God, and it's not in trying to make a show, amen? This is not a show here, and it gets me to where the body of Christ, my God, put their own self up on the attack, thinking that the church is closed. No way in the world that the church is closed. ADM ain't closed. We meet in the spirit almost every day. We meet in the spirit almost every Sunday. And this is where the people, you have to understand, are you talking about a physical connection or a natural connection? That's carnal worship. Amen. We're not here for carnal worship. We are here for spiritual worship. And the spiritual worship is in the where? Kingdom of God. I don't have to be by you to have a spiritual worship. I don't have to be in the same place to have a spiritual worship. I don't have to be at a set time in at a location to have a spiritual worship. And this is what happened to the body of Christ, pin on the natural so much, and when the natural cannot give to you, like my God, like you thought it was given to you to feed your spirit, now we have a problem. Pastors can't preach no more because we don't have the musician playing behind us. It's no choir members singing with us. It's nobody getting the crowd hype. Amen. You're hearing ecstatic. You're hearing mute. You're hearing different things. It's not giving you the amens that like you hear it. Y'all hear me? Because it was a natural worship. Because when you're having a spiritual encounter with God, baby, I'm telling you, I already have the cherubims behind me. Y'all better hear me. I already got the angels in heaven waving their hand. The same anointing is still going to flood, my God almighty, the lines of flood out. God don't need, my God, us in the building got to touch and agree. Baby, I could touch you in the spirit room. The Holy Ghost could blow a wind, cross you in your living room. I declare and decree that many of you all over the world, you're going to be healed today in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree that many of you, my God, you're going to be made a believer, that God could come into my house and I can have a revival, that God could come into my house and I could be delivered between me and God. I'm going to say this and I'm finna go. When God called me at a young age, I think I probably was 19 or 18, when God called me, my God. And when God called me, I went through a series of washing, my God. I still remember the spirit unlike yesterday. It did not happen in the church. When I was at a church, amen, I left the church, and I was driving my friend home one day, and we pulled up to this intercession, and I felt something in my stomach, amen. I'm just going to say stomach because at that time I didn't know it was the spirit, amen. So I felt something in my stomach, and next thing you know, every time when I talked to him, he looked at me, he said, man, what's wrong with you? Every time I opened my mouth, I started, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't have a clue of stuttering tongues or birthing of the Holy Ghost manifestation and all that. So I looked at the man because it was kind of nervous, but then again, it wasn't. So I looked at him. I said, man, I just got to get home. I got to get home. So I ran over there. I drove the car to my grandmother's house. Right there in my grandmother's house, I got in the living room. My God, I knew that it was something dealing with God, but I didn't really know or have a clue what it was. And I just said, God, whatever it is, you just have your way. You talking about getting laid out, slung up, picked up, flipped up. I'm talking about physically now. I'm not talking about, this is just a good expression. No, my physical body getting laid out, getting picked up like I'm in an old school wash tub. How you getting them clothes and just put them on that scrub board and just scoosh, and just pick up, washed up, and keep scrubbing. And God was giving me the charge. He said, son, I want you to do this. After he gave me a charge, he laid me back out. Then something picked me up again. He said, give you this charge. I tell you this. He laid me back out. Listen, I want to tell you that there, the change in my life and the washing and the calling, it didn't happen in a sanctuary or a revival. It happened in my grandmother's living room. Y'all about to hear me. In the hood, in the ghetto. Y'all about to hear me. My God almighty. My God. In the hood, in the ghetto. You know you're in the ghetto when you got chickens running across the street. You're in the ghetto now. You start seeing chickens and everything else running in public and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, you're in the hood now. Amen. And my life changed there. That's what I'm telling you, saints of God. Your life could change right now. Your life could turn around right now. God could deliver you right now. God could free you right now. You don't have to wait. Say, I need to see somebody. No, you can see the Holy Ghost. That's who you need to see. You need to see the Spirit of the Lord. That's who you need to see. Because I'm powerless if the Holy Ghost is not on my side. If the Lord is not on my side, we are powerless. Amen? You understand that. No longer you take an aspirin in the spirit for a temporary fix. It's for a life-changing experience, I declare and decree it. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen. And we will see you all tomorrow at 7 a.m. Stay encouraged. Know that God is with you. He loves you, and he has so much for you. Just believe and continue to walk with him. No matter what, there is no turning back. See you tomorrow. May God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.